In the heated discourse surrounding online privacy, Meredith Whitaker stands as a bastion for digital rights. The Signal executive recently characterized the push against encryption as parochial, magical thinking. She argues that the opposition lacks a fundamental understanding of the digital ecosystem. Whitaker's comments come at a time when debate rages over the balance between security and privacy. Law enforcement and policymakers argue that encryption can shield criminal activity. In their eyes, it's a hindrance in their quest to uphold justice. A striking point in Whitaker's argument is the notion that weakening encryption could do more harm than good. She insists that creating backdoors for authorities also creates vulnerabilities. These same backdoors could be exploited by bad actors. Privacy advocates worldwide are rallying behind Whitaker's assertions. They revere encryption as a tool for protecting personal liberties. A united front is being formed, with Signal at the forefront, to combat legislative efforts aimed at undermining this technology. Detractors of encryption often cite national security concerns. They believe that without encryption, tracking terrorists and preventing attacks would be easier. Whitaker challenges this, alluding to a multitude of tools already at agencies' disposal. Signal has been a thorn in the side of surveillance proponents, largely because of its end-to-end encryption capabilities. The platform has consequently emerged as a haven for those seeking a haven from prying eyes. In her final throes, Whitaker pointed out that the future is digital. Any attempt to curb the strengths of encryption is not only a step backward, but also an underestimation of the public's demand for privacy. The anti-encryption camp must, she insists, reconsider their position in light of the evolving digital landscape.